from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Some shows talk about one team.
Other shows barely talk sports. This show,
we'll talk Packers, yeah! Brewers, yeah! And Bucks.
Yeah! Every day. This show will talk sports every day.
It's Wisconsin Sports Daily
with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer
on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Wisconsin Sports Daily. Other side of the glass, producing Chicago Charlie. Joining us now, he is John Cooper of Our Lads Draft Service to talk about the Packers draft last night, what's coming up tonight as well. John, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Hey, good. Thanks for having me.
So I was livid last night. I was livid to start the show today. We had Pete Doherty after the Green Bay Press Gazette to try and call me down earlier in the last hour of the show. Your thoughts, first off, how good do you think Quinyon Mitchell and Terrion Arnold are going to be in the NFL?
I think they're going to be really solid players. I think Arnold is a Alabama corner that aren't known for ball skills. They're known for being physical and excellent man cover skills. This kid does more than that. He's got good ball skills. He's one of the best corners to come out. We really like him. Mitchell is, you know, a Toledo guy, a MAC conference. He hasn't played against the best receivers, but he showed up very well at the Senior Bowl, and he's really got great athletic skills. So I think those are the two best corners in the draft. So I'm not surprised at those picks at all.
This is my
going higher. Correct.
Right. So this is my issue. My issue is at about 21 or so, I tweeted out, "Holy crap! They're both there, Mitchell and Arnold. Green Bay, go get one of them. Here you go. You're not that far away. Won't cost a ton. Move up a couple picks and go get them." So Miami's on the board. And now it's after Miami, Philly, and Jacksonville. I tweet out again, guys, Eagles and the Jacksonville Jaguars very likely will take these two. Come on. And, of course, they don't do anything. Eagles take Mitchell as expected. And then I was like, hey, Jaguars may go wide receiver. They may actually get Arnold. And then here come the Lions to swoop in and probably haunt the Packers forever with the Arnold pick. And then when they took Jordan Morgan, I don't know if you were watching on TV or not, but that Packer fan who looked stunned and put his head in his hands, that was me at my house. It was definitely me at my house. John, would that happen? Yes. So tell me about our guy, Jordan Morgan, who it appears they're going to try and play at left tackle.
Well, I'd be surprised. I don't know that he's a left tackle. I think he's very, very versatile. He can play four different spots along Green Bay's line. I kind of think that maybe they'll plug him in at guard. But if they say left tackle, you know, possibly. I mean, he was a left tackle. He's got excellent athletic ability. He doesn't necessarily have the length you look for. You know, we project him as a guard. We think he's a great guard. He's got great footwork. He's got great athletic ability. You know, and he's very good laterally. So as far as the footwork, he can definitely play left tackle. a little concerned about the lack of length. But there's some guys in the league, you know, we compare him to Mekari, who from Baltimore. And when Mekari's had to play for Stanley, who's injured a lot, he's played very well. And there are a lot of similarities between Morgan and Mekari. And I think there's a movement in the NFL to get versatile offensive linemen, and I think that's what Morgan is. And I could see him playing guard for them and being a very, very good guard.
It's funny. There's been a movement in Green Bay for 20 years about having versatile offensive linemen. They've been doing it forever up there. And the latest one now is Zach Tom at right tackle. And Rob Domofsky of ESPN reported, I guess it was last week now or whatever, that indeed somebody or multiple people inside the Packers front office said, you know, Zach Tom's a very good tackle, would be an even better guard, and could be a Hall of Fame type center at this point. So since those comments came out talking about Zach Tom, everybody has been looking at this draft of, okay, well, if they plan on moving him inside, then obviously they're going to need to figure out what they want to do at right tackle. Then the Gutekunst presser happens earlier this week, and he goes, yeah, bigger, faster, stronger, and could have left it there, but instead followed up with, but they also have to have position versatility, which then takes out Mims from Georgia and others. Not that those guys made it to him, but that just crosses off a bunch of guys that obviously aren't going to work. The Packers have four picks on day two today. Their first pick is at 41. If they believe Jordan Morgan is a tackle, could you see them now going back to a true guard like a BB from Kansas State or something like that?
Boy, with their needs on defense, I would be surprised. You know, I mean, there's BB, great player. We really like him. But I think they need to look at defense. That's just my opinion. I think their offensive line, Tom, is a very good right tackle. The left tackle, you know, iffy, but he's serviceable. I mean, he's not the worst tackle in the league. He's middle of the road. And so, you know, they've got some other needs.
Okay, so one of the needs, obviously, is safety. They got Xavier McKinney from the Giants, and now they have to figure out what to do here. Your thoughts on Cooper DeJean? How do you see him in the NFL and what he brings to the table?
Well, he's my Swiss Army knife. I'm really high on him. I'm surprised that he didn't go in the first round, although he's not necessarily a fit for a lot of teams. You know, as a corner, you know, you're going to look at a specific zone-type scheme to really take advantage of his skills, but yet he's a Swiss Army knife. I thought, you know, Baltimore would maybe look at a guy like him instead of Wiggins, but Wiggins is what they need. They need a ball skills corner, and they have the Swiss Army knife in Kyle Hamilton. So I think he's going to go fairly early in this second round, and I think he would be a real good fit with the Packers.
All right. Now, if we are talking about cornerback and where they sit right now from that position, who are the cornerbacks that you like here on day two?
Well, besides Cooper DeJean, Kool-Aid McKinstry, we think is a very good corner.
But he's not going to get to 41, do you think? No.
Probably not.
No.
Probably not. TJ Tampa from Iowa State is another very good corner that we really
like. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Like Kamari Lassiter, more of a zone corner, depends on what the Packers want to do, but he's a solid player that we think is in that ballpark in terms of being taken around where the Packers might pick. DJ James from Auburn and Ennis Rakestraw from Missouri are two other corners that are solid players that would fit the mold of somebody the Packers might need.
I saw a mock draft of Lassiter from Georgia. I'm not a gigantic fan. He's been hurt on top of everything else. What do you say about him?
Well, he doesn't have necessarily the speed. He's kind of a zone corner. We ranked him, you know, fairly high in the upper second round. And I kind of blow hot and cold on him a little bit. You know, he's really a good player in terms of his skill set, in terms of his ability to read, you know, read the process route combinations and things of that nature. Real, and he's a physical kid. You know, he could be a slot corner type player as well, but you know, the speed factor, you know, kind of bothers me a little bit. I think he did run better later on, but he's a real good press man. He does a lot of things. He's very athletic. Very solid fundamentally, but there's the injury factor, and there's the, you know, is he going to be able to stay in phase up the field with speed in the NFL? Those are the questions you have about him.
Another guy like guy that I like that I don't think will go probably till rounds three or four is Jackson from Oregon, 6'3", but not a lot of weight on him, which I'm sure will scare the Packers like Wiggins scared the Packers because of weight.
Yeah, but you're right about where you've got him. I mean, we're thinking third round with him. Now, right in the middle of that round, we love his height, 6'3", 6'0", 3'6". We love his ball skills, and he's an ascending player. He's going to have to develop. You know, he's like a lot of tall corners. They don't necessarily have that great, you know, stick your foot in the ground, change your direction. But he makes up for it with his length. And he's a solid player, and I think somebody's going to get a good corner in the third round with him.
Yeah, I like him a lot. All right, let's go back to safety for a second here. So let's assume they don't go safety at 41. They don't get Cooper DeJean. They don't move up. So now they're down there at 58. That ESPN mock has Bullard going to them there at 58. I don't mind Bullard. I like Hicks from Washington State. I like Bishop, Cole Bishop. Who do you like around that position?
The only thing I don't like about Bullard is his height, you know, and 198 pounds. I mean, he's really a good player. You have to really, you know, watch him play, and he's just a solid overall safety. He's got great movement skills. You know, he'll hit you. You know, he'll bounce off a tackle once in a while, you know, at 5'10 and 198 pounds. So that's an issue. But he's got ball skills, and I agree with you on Jaden Hicks. He's a solid player. He's physical. I think he'd be a real good fit with the Packers. 211 pounds. He runs well. He's got good length. You know, wingspan's not the best, but, and he will miss a tackle. He's still an ascending player. He's got some missed tackle in him once in a while, and you don't really like that in a safety, especially, you know, with the Packers, you know, really needing somebody who can get downhill and play the run, you know, along with cover. But I think he can develop into that player. I think he's solid, and, you know, I like him a lot. Now, Cole Bishop, you know, he's another guy with a short wingspan, and that worries me. He's got good height, but he's a good football player. And I think that might be a little high for him. I know we've got a couple of our guys really like both Mustafa and Bishop. I like Hicks a little bit better. And right. I think for where the Packers are picking, I think that would be a decent pick.
John Cooper, Outlet's Draft Service, joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Steve Sparky Fiver with you on 1250 AM, The Fan. I want to go to running back next. As far as when do you think the run on this position goes? It gets later and later most of these years. And the Packers need a change of pace back, I think, to go with Josh Jacobs at this point. Where does that run happen? How late can they wait?
Well, you know, I think second round is where you'll see Brooks go. You know, that's probably the guy that you know, the best running back. The problem with Brooks, of course, is that he's, you know, got the injury factor. You know, he's coming off the surgery, and I'm not sure he's not going to be ready for camp, I don't think. But that wouldn't necessarily stop me, you know, from taking him, because the team that takes him is going to get a really, really good running back. You know, after that, you know, our grades aren't, you know, are not flawless, believe me, because we understand we made these grades, and we've changed them even, you know, since we did this in the end of March. But, you know, we like Jalen Wright from Tennessee. You know, we like him too. As a potentially a late second-round pick. He's got great speed. He can turn the corner, and he's got and he runs with power. You know, not a you know a great change of direction, shifty back, but he flashes that. So, you know, this could be, you know, his slide and pick the hole, you know, is a little suspect at times. But, you know, that said, 4.38 speed, power, he's a real good football player. You know, conversely, Blake Corum is a guy that doesn't have that great blazing speed. He just knows how to fit a crease, find a hole, and go. And he runs hard. And he's a kid we really like. You know, Trey Benson, more straight line. But these guys are all going to go right around the same time. Whenever that run starts, Corum, Benson, Bucky Irving, Marshawn Lloyd, Ray Davis, that's when you're going to see some of these guys go. We have anywhere from late second to late third on these guys. So, you know, there's some guys there that can play. It's not a great year for running backs. Like the other offensive positions, but there's some guys that can play, and there's some guys that can help you and fit into a running back rotation, which is kind of the way the NFL is going.
Yeah, no doubt about it. He is John Cooper of Our Lads Draft Service. And again, if you've not checked out in the past over there at OurLads.com, that is your gigantic mistake. They are among the best in the industry, not even close. What can people find, John Cooper?
Well, you know, you can go on the website, and once the draft is done, all of these scouting reports are going to be right on the depth chart. So you can click on the player and find the scouting report, what we wrote on them. So that's coming up. You know, our guide has been for sale for, you know, ever since the end of March. And, you know, we still have copies available. If you want to go to the Our Lads website and click on Buy Draft Guide, you can get a like. Kamari Lassiter, more of a zone corner, depends on what the Packers want to do, but he's a solid player that we think is in that ballpark in terms of being taken around where the Packers might pick. DJ James from Auburn and Ennis Rakestraw from Missouri are two other corners that are solid players that would fit the mold of somebody the Packers might need.
I saw a mock draft of Lassiter from Georgia. I'm not a gigantic fan. He's been hurt on top of everything else. What do you say about him?
Well, he doesn't have necessarily the speed. He's kind of a zone corner. We ranked him, you know, fairly high in the upper second round, and I kind of blow hot and cold on him a little bit. You know, he's really a good player in terms of his skill set, in terms of his ability to read, you know, read the process route combinations and things of that nature. And he's a physical kid. You know, he could be a slot corner type player as well, but, you know, the speed factor, you know, kind of bothers me a little bit. I think he did run better later on, but he's a real good press man. He does a lot of things. He's very athletic, very solid fundamentally, but there's the injury factor, and there's the, you know, is he going to be able to stay in phase up the field with speed in the NFL? Those are the questions you have about him.
Another guy that I don't think will go probably till rounds three or four is Jackson from Oregon, 6'3", but not a lot of weight on him, which I'm sure will scare the Packers like Wiggins scared the Packers because of weight.
Yeah, but you're right about where you've got him. I mean, we're thinking third round with him, you know, right in the middle of that round. We love his height, 6'3", 6'0", 6'0", 6'6". We love his ball skills, and he's an ascending player. He's going to have to develop. You know, he's like a lot of tall corners. They don't necessarily have that great, you know, stick your foot in the ground, change of direction. But he makes up for it with his length. And he's a solid player. And I think somebody's going to get a good corner in the third round with him.
Yeah, I like him a lot. All right, let's go back to safety for a second here. So let's assume they don't go safety at 41. They don't get Cooper DeJean. They don't move up. So now they're down there at 58. That ESPN mock has Bullard going to them there at 58. I don't mind Bullard. I like Hicks from Washington State. I like Cole Bishop. Who do you like around that position?
Well, the only thing I don't like about Bullard is his height, you know, and 198 pounds. I mean, he's really a good player. You have to really watch him play, and he's just a solid overall safety. He's got great movement skills. You know, he'll hit you. You know, he'll bounce off a tackle once in a while. You know, at 5'10 and 198 pounds. So that's an issue. But he's got ball skills, and I agree with you on Jaden Hicks. He's a solid player. He's physical. I think he'd be a real good fit with the Packers. 211 pounds. He runs well. He's got good length. Wingspan's not the best, but he will miss a tackle. He's still an ascending player. He's got some missed tackle in him once in a while, and you don't really like that in a safety, especially, with the Packers, really needing somebody who can get downhill and play the run, along with cover. But I think he can develop into that player. I think he's solid. And, I like him a lot. Now, Cole Bishop, he's another guy with a short wingspan, and that worries me. He's got good height, but he's a good football player. And I think that might be a little high for him. I know we've got a couple of our guys really like both Mustafa and Bishop. I like Hicks a little bit better. And right. I think for where the Packers are picking, I think that would be a decent pick.
John Cooper, Outlet's Draft Service, joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Steve Sparky Fiverr with you on 1250 AM, The Fan. I want to go to running back next. As far as when do you think the run on this position goes? It gets later and later most of these years. And the Packers need a change of pace back, I think, to go with Josh Jacobs at this point. Where does that run happen? How late can they wait?
Well, I think second round is where you'll see Brooks go. That's probably the guy that is the best running back. The problem with Brooks, of course, is that he's, got the injury factor. He's coming off the surgery, and I'm not sure he's not going to be ready for camp, I don't think. But that wouldn't necessarily stop me, from taking him, because the team that takes him is going to get a really, really good running back. After that, our grades are not flawless, believe me, because we understand. We made these grades, and we've changed them even, since we did this in the end of March. But, we like Jalen Wright from Tennessee. We like
me
him
too.
As potentially a late second-round pick. He's got great speed. He can turn the corner, and he runs with power. Not a, a great change of direction, shifty back, but he flashes that. So, this could be, his slide and pick the hole, is a little suspect at times. But, that said, 4.38 speed, power, he's a real good football player. Conversely, Blake Corum is a guy that doesn't have that great blazing speed. He just knows how to fit a crease, find a hole, and go. And he runs hard. And he's a kid we really like. Trey Benson, more straight line. But these guys are all going to go right around the same time. Whenever that run starts, Corum, Benson, Bucky Irving, Marshawn Lloyd, Ray Davis, that's when you're going to see some of these guys go. We have anywhere from late second to late third on these guys. So, there's some guys there that can play. It's not a great year for running backs. Some of the other offensive positions, but there's some guys that can play, and there's some guys that can help you and fit into a running back rotation, which is kind of the way the NFL is going.
Yeah, no doubt about it. He is John Cooper of Our Lads Draft Service. And again, if you've not checked out in the past over there at ourlads.com, that is your gigantic mistake. They are among the best in the industry, not even close. What can people find, John Cooper?
Well, you can go on the website, and once the draft is done, all of these scouting reports are going to be right on the depth chart. So you can click on the player and find the scouting report, what we wrote on them. So that's coming up. Our guide has been for sale for, ever since the end of March. And, we still have copies available. If you want to go to the Our Lads website and click on Buy Draft Guide, you can get a PDF sent right to your mailbox, or you can get a hard copy if you want that for reference.
Beautiful. John, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, enjoyed it, and thanks for having me.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, John Cooper of Our Lads Draft Service.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.